The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
I would like to start off the show. I want my hour of sleep back, you rat bastards.
Yeah, come on, man.
Thank you. The sun still comes up and goes down at the same time, but I want my hour back.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I feel like grumpy old Vince today, so...
It's just an hour. Just bring it back.
With everything else that's going on in the world, throw us this bone, please.
I thought they were supposed to.
I thought so, but who knows? Apparently giving money to Ukraine and Israel is more important or some shit. I don't know.
Don't talk bad about Israel. There's a state, like, what is it, Colorado? They just said that you can't say bad things anymore, even if it's true.
Well, fuck that state. How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, Christy Noem, right?
Oh, is that, it's North Dakota?
Yeah, North Dakota. Yeah, Christy Noem.
Said you can't say anything about Israel?
They passed a law saying, yeah, because they're our greatest ally. Wink, trademark.
Wow.
Let's get into this shit.
Well, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Biden at the State of the Union. Wow. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Adderall's a hell of a drug.
Adderall's a hell of a drug.
We'll talk about the southern border, Gaza, Ukraine, Haiti, a whole lot more. We'll get to some of your questions. No top 10 this week. We're lazy. We couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, we're almost done. So
we're almost to 500 guys for break. And
I love you, but
it's like that last week of school before spring break, and it's like, yeah, I'm not doing the homework. I don't care right now.
We're done. Does it count? No, we did our final already. Fuck it.
I want to go to Florida. I want to see whores. Yeah. All right, let's get into some TV news. Vince, there was once a show that starred David Hasselhoff, that was the biggest show in the world. Do you know what that show was?
Nick Fury?
That was a TV movie that I have saved somewhere around here before they blackified him. No, it's Baywatch, sir. It's Baywatch, and Fox is going to reboot it.
It was not the biggest show in the world.
Baywatch at one time was the most watched show in the world. Because Pamela Anderson's boobs.
Yeah, because there were tits and ass in that show.
Yeah,
nobody watched it for the plot. Was there a plot?
I was getting ready to ask you. There was no Baywatch. There's no plot.
You know what was really good? Son of the Beach.
Yes, Dick Stack, the parody of it. That was a great show.
Oh, what a great show.
But yeah, Fox is going to reboot Baywatch, and there's only one way to make this thing popular, and that is, of course, if you cast Sydney Sweeney in the Pamela Anderson role. There you go, Fox. I just helped you. You're welcome.
I had no idea who that bitch was until every fucking ugly chick on the internet started talking about her and blaming men for doing something that meant something.
She's the one that actually wanted Madam Web to do good and did all the training and liked the character, and then they shit all over it. All over her. Yeah,
I know who it is now, but then like there all these women are like, men only like her for blah 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 on her body and meh. I was like, who are you fucking talking about? Oh, it's her. Okay,
the same way you go crazy about, you know, Brad Pitt, Zac Efron. Yeah, cool, gotcha. Okay. Rules for thee, not for me. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, Netflix has renewed Avatar The Last Airbender, or as somebody we know calls him, Honey Mustard Head, for two more seasons. This will follow the animated structure where it ended after season three, so the live action will as well. So there you go, if you like the Avatar, I know of it. I've never seen it. So there you go. Vince, ABC used to have a show called Last Man Standing that had Tim Allen as the lead, right?
Sure.
And then Tim Allen, they magically found out was a Republican, and then they canceled it, and it went to Fox or some shit like that. Well, ABC is back in the Tim Allen business because, you know, people like him and they watch.
Yeah.
New show going to be called Shifting Gears. He's going to also executive produce. Follows his character, Matt, the stubborn, widowed owner of a classic car restoration shop. His estranged daughter and teenage kids move into his house. There you go. That's the plot. Tim Allen back on TV. I'm happy with that.
Fucking everybody.
It's better than half the shit that's on now anyway. So.
He just prints money. Everybody loves watching his shit. I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I'm not the biggest Tim Allen fan, but people like this shit.
Yeah.
He was selling the product. Let him have his shit.
Make your money. It's real simple business-wise.
There's not enough black people or queers in it. We have to do better.
Yeah, imagine why it got views.
Yeah, everybody, they're not knocking white people all the time. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Yeah. Well, there's your problem.
There it is.
We have an update on apparently we're getting a Halloween TV series, Michael Myers Halloween. Quote, will be a creative reset completely, and we'll be going back to the original film. So I don't know how they're going to do this, but yeah, I don't know. So yay-ish, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. The big TV news, and this is sad, Akira Toriyama passed away this week at the age of 68. Oh, best known easily. He's a creator of Dragon Ball. I mean, plus he did so much other stuff. He worked on Chrono Trigger, the video game. Dragon Warrior was another anime. But yeah, apparently passed away at the age of 68 on the 1st. And it was only announced this week due to acute subdural hematoma. So apparently he fell and hit his head. And then brain bled out, apparently, is the way I understand that. But, yeah, all the tributes have been pouring in because Dragon Ball is such a pop culture icon at this point. I mean, hell, New Day did a Dragon Ball WrestleMania entrance years ago. So, I mean, yeah, so that sucks. A lot of people upset for that one, so. All right. We'll go on to some movie news here. Vince, have you watched the movies, the Mia Goth Maxine movies?
I have no idea what the fuck you just said to me.
X and Pearl. It's a trilogy of movies made by director Ty West and starring Mia Goth.
Nope.
The third one, Maxine, we now have a release date, July 5th, so it's getting the holiday release. This one jumps forward to the 80s, where Maxine has relocated to, we're going to say that's New York. It looks like a big city, but they won't exactly say. Here's who else is in this movie. Some singer, Halsey? Okay. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Debicki, Michelle Monaghan, Bobby Cannavale, Lily Collins, Giancarlo Esposito, and Kevin Bacon. Apparently, this is Kevin Bacon's big comeback movie. Kind of like Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
He left?
No, he just did the Bacon Brothers music thing for a while. Goth has gone on record as saying this is the best movie of the three, the biggest story. So she's in a new world, forced to be reckoned with, goes through some wild adventures. So I liked X and Pearl because they were actually new ideas. So there you go. Get ready July 5th. We have an update. The Alec Baldwin case. Well, not exactly his case. This is the armorer that Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the armorer on the movie Rust, where, of course, Alec Baldwin killed that woman, she has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. She was acquitted of allegedly transferring a small bag of cocaine to someone after a police interview. The involuntary manslaughter, she faces up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. So what's this mean for Baldwin going forward? We don't know yet. So
18 months in prison?
Yeah.
She might not get none of it.
I imagine she's going to do time. Him? No, I don't think he'll do any time because he's Alec Baldwin. And somebody said, I saw online, like, well, they should go after whoever hired her, the producer. And I was like, yeah, guess who was the producer of the movie? Alec Baldwin. Oops.
Why would you have live rounds?
Good question. That was the thing. But
you can have fake guns.
Some, what movie was it that they filmed it overseas and there's such a strict anti-gun law in this country that they actually had to CGI all the guns into the movie? I forget what movie that was, but yeah. Yeah, some places don't even allow guns on sets, so. Or hire competent people. I know. Shock. Might be a white male that knows his stuff, but.
Jeez, you could 3D print just guns.
Right. You could put in the bang-bang effect in computer.
Yeah.
I've seen 8-year-olds do it, so. All right. Last thing for movie news this week, Vince. The Minecraft movie. Jack Black, who is in the movie, has confirmed to Variety that he will be singing with co-star Danielle Brooks in the upcoming Minecraft movie. So there's going to be a song. Like, guess like he did for the Mario movie. Ugh. What the hell?
I don't want to. That sounds fucking awful, man. Why can't you just make the fucking movie?
I don't know. Because they have to add something. I don't know. It's retarded. Literally retarded, so. All right, let's go to some comic book news this week. DC has announced a new Black Label series. This is their adult-oriented, so it's more adult-themed stories, not, you know, behind a curtain at Karma adult-themed stories, but...
Oh.
Yeah, that's just for my Indiana folks. Zatanna, Bringing Down the House. Basically, it's her doing her shtick in Las Vegas. Accidentally opens up a portal and demons come through on stage. But so there you go. It's a Zatanna Black Label series. So we'll see how it goes. Marvel. This is why nobody wants Marvel comics. Do you remember the character of the Sentry, Vince? The guy that had the power of like 10,000 exploding suns.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he did. So his power goes to another person, right? That's how they're doing this?
Yeah.
Well, the storyline has gone on and on here, but it ended with issue 4 this week, where Mallory Gibbs, a young Black woman with cerebral palsy, is now the Sentry. She and all the ancient centuries beat the bad guy and she has the power. She then surrendered herself to Misty Knight to learn how to use and control her powers. She has her own take on the Sentry's blue and yellow costume, but she's not using that name. She's going to be Solaris.
She's going to be Wheels.
The final shot of the book is the Black woman in a new Sentry costume sitting in a golden wheelchair. I immediately had Damon Wayans' handyman from In Living Color flashbacks.
Is she all gimped out? What's her name? God damn it, I gotta look it up.
Mallory Gibbs. As in Gibbs me dat.
Gibbs me dat. Mallory Gibbs Sentry. Alright, I gotta see.
Never underestimate the power of the handicap.
I don't see.
Yeah, the issue just came out this week, so.
Well, I'm a normal person. I've seen people with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, they they kind of able-bodied her a little bit, yeah.
A little bit? It looks like she's sitting down.
Yeah, yeah.
She's not drooling or nothing. And blow up the...
As you be, bro.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
And this is why Marvel is in the fucking toilet. Period. Disney.
I done it.
I'll save you.
Fuck. So fucking stupid. We gotta get rid of the white guy for a retarded black chick.
Right. That's exactly it. So.
Wow. Good job, Marvel.
Skydance is expanding.
At least you nailed your demographic, right?
Yeah. The nobody that buys your shit. Skydance has announced an expansion of their Energon Universe line. This is G.I. Joe Transformers, Duke, Cobra Commander. We are getting Destro and Scarlet miniseries coming soon. Should be 4 issues each. Vince, you a fan of the Spawn books?
Yeah.
Well, Spawn's going to get his whole universe coming. Spawn just hit 350, which is crazy for an independent book. And Todd McFarlane announced the new You. Guess how many Spawn and spinoff Spawn books we're getting?
Uh-oh.
15.
Oh, yeah?
It's kicking off with a Sam and Twitch book, The Detectives. That should be okay. We're getting a Hellspawn book. Then we're getting Monolith, which is like a Hellspawn character. Then we're getting Misery, Medieval Spawn. Spawn Kills Every Spawn. We're getting a Violator miniseries. And then we're getting Knights vs. Samurai. No creative teams have been announced yet. Then we're going to get an oversized title called Deadly Tales, followed by a bi-monthly ongoing series titled No Home Here. But that's not all. Then we're getting Spawn the Dark Ages, She Spawn, Bloodletter, and Spawn 77. I think McFarlane might have lost the plot here. That's a lot of books. That's crazy. I mean, like, if they're miniseries, I could see it, but if some of these are ongoing, holy crap. But all right. Your recommendations for comics that did come out this week. Hey, how about another Spawn book? King Spawn 31. Gunslinger Spawn 29. Gargoyles Dark Ages issue 6. Red Hood The Hill issue 1. And The Batman, First Night, issue 1. That's almost set in the 50s type of old Batman style. Ooh. So, yeah. So there you go. All right, let's get into a little bit of wrestling news this week. It's being reported Kazuchika Okada's contract with AEW, 3 years, apparently $4.5 million a year. $4 to $4.5 million, so... There you go. That puts him in line with not quite. I think Roman Reigns gets $5 million a year. So he's up there with like Cody Rhodes money, Roman money. So there you go. Speaking of WWE, they announced some people going into the Hall of Fame this year. Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, and the U.S. Express, Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo. So far have been announced for Hall of Fame this year. So that's pretty cool. AEW, it looks like they have fired announcer Kevin Kelly. Apparently due to his comments on social media about fellow announcer Ian Riccaboni allegedly sabotaging his career at AEW and what some people inside the company are calling subpar job performance. So... Yeah, that's shocking that they just fire somebody. because AEW has suspended Sammy Guevara. Apparently, this is due to the no DQ match against Jeff Hardy on the 16th of last month, where a botched shooting star press from Guevara broke Jeff Hardy's nose and gave him a bad concussion. Following the move, Guevara picked up Hardy and hit his go-to-Houston finish, which is a knee to the head. According to Fightful, they've noted the concussion protocol was not followed after the match, or during them after the concussion. The final move should have never been hit. Match probably should have been stopped. But apparently Guevara's the only one that got suspended, because I did not see that the referee got suspended, which the referee's supposedly in charge of the match. So why putting it all on Sammy is a good question. Jeff Hardy has not returned to TV since. Matt Hardy noted online that Jeff was undergoing neurological tests and had multiple breaks in his nose. Hardy then also announced that his contract with AEW is up at the end of this month. No word on when Jeff's contract is up. So, looks like at least Matt, possibly Jeff, are both done with the company.
They can go back to WWE.
I can see him getting a Legends deal and doing the Hall of Fame thing. So, last thing for wrestling news this week, it's a Vince McMahon update. Thankfully, no, not I'm going to poop on you, and I have toys called wrestlers. But in a recent disclosure, it's come to light that Vince McMahon has sold off a significant portion of his TKO shares, apparently to the tune of $412 million. Apparently, he sold 5.3 million shares. His remaining ownership in TKO is approximately 15 million shares, about 10% of the total outstanding stock. According to TKO President Mark Shapiro, "We did not participate in the recent sale. We're not in conversations with him. We don't know his motives, his plan, or his timeline. He doesn't work for the company. He doesn't come into the office, and he's not coming back to the company. That's where we sit." So, there you go. He's selling off his money. He's selling off. So, 5.3 million shares. That's a lot of shares. So
he got some money.
Yeah, I mean, he's already a billionaire, but yeah, I mean, he's got to buy all that mustache dye. So, wow. evil villain phase. You know, yeah, for the last 40 years, he's been an evil villain. Just nobody knew it.
I think some people knew it, but they
they hit it.
They're all right with sucking dick and getting pooped on,
right? Yeah, exactly. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in video games this week?
EA CEO says 60% of development process could be positively impacted by AI, considering they're a soulless company anyway.
Well, it's EA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
It's funny, but you know.
Yeah.
The Sea of Thieves PS5 port will support the DualSense feature.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't.
You'll actually be able to feel the ship rocking back and forth. That's kind of cool.
I'm kind of hyped about Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, a lot of people. Drunk 3PO online, he plays it a lot. So
yeah,
I've liked what I've seen. So.
Warner Brothers is now erasing games as it plans to delist Adult Swim published titles.
Why?
I don't know. Indie devs are being told that their games will be retired from Steam and console stores.
That almost sounds like a...
It is unclear.
Contract situation.
Yeah, it might be.
You have to get rid of all these games under this brand? That sounds like a legal issue.
Yeah, here you go. Oh, you like that game? Oh, yep. Fuck off.
Gone. Yeah.
Oh, the feds are coming for extremist gamers.
Uh-oh. I mean, uh-oh.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Homeland Security have mechanisms to share and receive domestic violent extremism threat related information with social media and gaming companies.
Well, we ain't streaming Fortnite, kids.
The report reveals that the DHS intelligence office meets with gaming companies and that the companies can use these meetings to share information with INA about online activities promoting domestic violent extremism. But you can't get the text or the chats in PlayStation or Sony when the Islamic terrorists were planning to blow shit up.
Right, when the squiggly noodle pokes are, you know, wanting to Aloha snack bar shit. That's cool.
Yeah, white people.
There you go.
Concerned about the integrity of an election that we were citizens of and pay taxes for.
Yeah.
God damn it. We can't have that. We can't have that questioned.
Verified extremist.
Yay,
we're never going to stream.
Yeah, that's...
that's what it means.
Yeah, that's what that means. Fortnite Chapter 5 Season 2 dropped.
Finally.
Finally, after 12 hours of waiting for a patch and another 12 to fix the goddamn...
Servers are still fucked. Everybody's still getting kicked off.
Are they still getting kicked off?
Yep, I got kicked off my last game last night. Yeah, but it's a good update.
It's cool. Yeah, I mean the graphics are great. The map's cool. Everything's cool.
Zeus's lightning bolt's a little bit of ass, but
yeah, the fucking wings. Oh my god.
Yeah,
I see. In the next week, shit's gonna get nerfed.
They've already nerfed the wings.
They have.
You
they
have to
fly quite
you
as
have
long.
To be you have to be higher in the air to use the dive attack. So that's the first nerf.
That's dumb.
I know. So apparently people were barely going up and then dive attacking. And they're like, no, you're supposed to go higher and then dive attack. So that's why they nerfed it.
Okay. I don't like it. Last thing I got, PlayStation issues refunds for Suicide Squad.
Wow.
After a launch filled with technical issues, wink. PlayStation
the whole
is,
game?
Yeah, the whole fucking game is a technical issue. PlayStation is seemingly refunding players who purchased Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
That's crazy. The game
apparently
is
people
so
are,
bad.
People are taking advantage of it. So.
Yeah, well, hell yeah. That's, yeah.
It's a shit game.
It was bait and switch. It was bad.
Shove your fucking DEI bullshit up your ass.
Yep. People don't want it.
Everybody thought they were getting Arkham Knight or Arkham Asylum. And
yeah.
Like Gotham Knights. Everybody thought they were getting another Arkham game.
Right.
That's what everybody wanted. Everybody wants that shit.
Instead, you got Anna Sarkeesian, the video game superhero version.
Yeah,
that's what you got. So. Right.
Fucking cunts.
That's hilarious.
Good. Go under. That's all I got.
All right. We'll move on to some music news here. Some sad news to start off here. Jim Beard, keyboard player for Steely Dan, passed away at the age of 63 this week after a short illness. According to his family. So that sucks. Jay Weinberg, former drummer of Slipknot, officially announced his new gig. He's now the drummer for Suicidal Tendencies. Weinberg, who parted ways with Slipknot after their performance in Mexico's festival in Mexico in November, shared the news on social media. His departure from Slipknot took the music community by surprise, with the drummer expressing his shock and disappointment in a post shortly after the band's official announcement. He described feeling heartbroken and blindsided after receiving the news via a phone call just before Slipknot put it on their social media that he was fired. So he's now the drummer for Suicidal Tendencies. So there you go.
Nice.
In 2019, a group of musicians led by David Johansen of the New York Dolls, John Lyon, and Paul Collins filed a class action against Sony, seeking control of their master recordings. It came out this week. The parties have now reached a settlement agreement. Court documents obtained by Pitchfork show. Terms have not yet been made public, so we don't know how much they're getting or how much of their control they have are receiving. But it is settled now.
Yay.
David Johansen was Buster Poindexter, correct?
That's yep.
Yep. Hot, hot, hot. Ooh, song of the week.
God, no. I'd rather play a doll song than that.
Last thing for music news. Nicki Minaj is apparently pretty popular. Her tickets for her tour are going on sale through Live Nation. But there's an odd thing when you go to buy tickets. There's a disclaimer about a sex offender that will be backstage at all of her concerts because it's her husband is on the sex offender registry and they have to put the disclaimer on the website. Yeah.
Is this the one who drugged men?
No. That was, I forget that one's name, but that's not this one. I'm sure they've done a song together, but yeah, no, this one, apparently her husband is a convicted sex offender in California, so they have to put a disclaimer on ticket sales, letting people know that a sex offender will be backstage at the concert. So keep spending your money on horrible shit, folks. So
that's great.
Yep. All right. That's it for music news. Vince is going to pick something good for song of the week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, I think we're just going straight to Clown World.
So, oh boy.
Back after this.
Simple enough principle. They can set you up, they can lie to you, they can swerve, deceive, and lead you down primrose path after yellow brick road. But at some point, in every gambit, in every play, at each prescient moment, they must reveal their true agenda. That's the rule. Or rather, that's the effect of the rule. So even after they, for example, steal an election at regular intervals, the truth must be interwoven with the false narratives and misdirection. One of these kernels of truth has made itself known. My name is Christopher Sky Sunderer, an anarcho-capitalist podcaster, asshole, and a few other things we'll get to later. She is Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court Justice, my neighbor, and generally uninformed trifling bitch.
No, you is not gonna say that shit about me.
Okay, can you just let me get through this one time without interrupting me? We've been here for an hour.
Well, then stop saying that shit about me then, white devil.
Okay, I'll make a deal with you. If you can just sit there with your mouth shut, just through this reading, I promise I will cut the trifling bitch part out before I post this or send it out to anybody.
You promise?
You have my word. Where did I leave off? Okay. My story is boring. Her story is stupid.
Stupid? What you mean stupid?
Well, I mean, you know. It is.
I don't know any shit like that. What okay. You talking about?
I mean, we can agree.
Agree on what, white devil? You crack-ass fuck.
Go again. Do I need to bring up the I have no opinion on whether or not human beings possess human rights thing? I didn't think so. So sit down and shut up.
Whatever.
Our story, however,
whatever.
Is
whatever.
Neither. See, you wrecked the timing of the whole thing. Just sit there and shut up. Most people have barely scratched the surface of what's really going on and what's really out there. You likely have no idea. Come with us on our journey, and that will change. As I said, a truth has been discerned from amongst the babbling drivel and inane ramblings of Manchurian candidate Biden. Together, we are going to follow up on it. Together, we will find Corn Pop. Coming October 2024, The Hunt for Corn Pop, A Nightmarican Odyssey by Christopher Lorre. A Sunder the Sky podcast novel read by the author. Featuring music by Carl Casey. Visual graphics by The Horror Factory. With full voice cast. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Talk soon.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Apologies for listener questions. Facebook is acting wonky. I can't get to the questions. So
no, Facebook's fucking up. No way.
Yeah, I know. That's on my end. When it comes back, I'll get them on next week's show. So, but yeah, if you put any listener questions this week, don't blame me. Blame Zucker Lizard, whatever it is. So, all right, Venture Ego Clown World, and did you see the stories?
Sure.
All right. In an interview with 60 Minutes, Raul Ortiz, who was the chief of U.S. Border Patrol under Biden from August of 2021 through May of last year, said he never had a conversation with Biden or Vice President Kamala.
What?
Never talked to them. That includes the, remember the false whipping narrative that came up, the end of Title 42.
Yeah.
They never talked to the chief of Border Patrol at all. But remember, Kamala wasn't, remember, Biden put Kamala in charge. She was the, she's in charge of the southern border. She never talked to the chief. Biden never talked to the chief of Border Patrol.
Sure.
For over 2 years. So I'm going to say it was a plan to let everybody in.
No, you fucking think?
I'm considering it, yeah. Well, let's talk about this Doritos thing. Did you see this, Vince?
Yes.
Doritos picked for their brand ambassador in Spain something called, I use something in terms here, Samantha Hudson, not his real name. A admitted pedophile who identifies as non-binary trans girl who openly mocks victims of child rape and is an advocate for annihilating and completely destroying the traditional family. 2 days after they announced this, they said they're not moving forward with him. They didn't give a reason, but it was because the intense backlash and threats of boycotts against Doritos. Huh, hiring a pedophile.
Yeah.
That's where we're at now. How about we just still boycott Doritos? Really? And mocks victims of child rape and nobody's put this thing into a wood chipper yet?
Sure.
That's my question. But yeah, who that had to pass through high ups at Doritos. and they all thought it was fine. But as soon as it got out, they're hiring this person. Oh, well, that's bad for the company. We can't let everybody know we did that.
Yeah. Yeah, geez, what are we thinking?
This is like Bud Light on steroids situation.
Still all right with it, though. They were all right with it to the point to where, oh, God, we're going to get caught.
Right. That's the thing. They were okay until they got caught. That, yeah. No. Whoever okayed this up the chain, you go in feet first, too. You don't fuck with the kids. You don't hire somebody that likes to fuck with the kids. So
I don't even know if I want to eat burritos anymore.
Nope, I'm not. So here you go. Vince, did we talk about the Supreme Court ruling? Was that last week about Trump on the ballot, or was that this week?
I think it was last week.
Where
he's back on the ballot.
Yeah, Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that Colorado or any other state cannot remove Trump from a federal election. So Democrats in the House announced this week they are working on federal law to remove Trump from the ballots. Also, Southern Poverty Law Center staffer and Secretary of State of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, announced she is coordinating with six battleground secretaries of state, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Nevada, quote, to fight a common adversary, end quote.
You know, the sure way to start a another civil war in this country.
Yep,
I do. It's to remove our options.
Yep. It's almost like that's the plan, isn't it?
I don't like...
Well, the states can't do it, so we'll do it in Congress.
Yeah.
That will never pass. You're just kind of showboating, but... And then you got the Secretaries of States and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Wink. Look who funds them.
Our greatest ally, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to fight a common adversary. That's not your job.
Yeah, that's a surefire way to start start the next civil war in this country.
Yeah. Yay! All right, let's go back to the southern border here. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has deployed soldiers from the Tennessee National Guard to join their Texas counterparts in Operation Lone Star to help secure the Texas border. The governor said he originally asked for 100 soldiers, but then 400 volunteered. Well, Tennessee is the volunteer state, so there you go.
Yeah.
Still ain't enough, but there's a real easy way to fix the border. And it's start aiming for the heads. You know?
Yeah, all you need is a fucking...
I hate to say that, but, I mean, it would be a deterrent, like, hey, if we step foot over there, they're going to kill us. I'm just saying.
Yeah, this shit's fucking...
There's a reason I'm not in charge of things, because...
There's also a reason why we're not going to be doing this very much longer. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Tired of talking about it. I know it sounds awful.
This show will end up being a discography retrospective of the life and works of Tiny Tim.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? We've rebranded completely.
Don't tempt me. I'll do it. I swear to God.
In the most dry, monotone voice. 3 hours long.
You are now listening to NPR. Sit back. God. As we listen to Tiny Tim sing Stairway to Heaven.
I love that cover.
Make sure you donate and get your NPR book bag. I may have watched a lot of PBS growing up, sorry. You can get this coffee mug signed by a computer who thinks it's Fred Rogers. Yes.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. All right. Jesus Christ. This government is retarded. Let's just say that we get rid of all of it. Biden's undersecretary for the VA, Veterans Administration, banned the VJ Day photo. Remember the sailor kissing the woman when we beat the Japs?
Yes.
Well, she decided, she is in quotation marks, because she Ricka Ricka Man, but the sailor did not obtain consent before he kissed that woman. But it turns out Twitter is a powerful thing, and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, her boss, after the backlash, announced that the VA would not be banning the image, despite the memo from his undersecretary. So she decided on her own to ban the picture and didn't run it up the chain of command.
Yeah, get fucked, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You're in charge of Veterans Affairs and you're going after one of the most iconic things of veterans.
I wonder why we have a... I wonder why we have such a downturn in people applying for the military.
Oh, enlisting? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It could be because of shenanigans like this.
And they don't want to go fight for the Jews?
Oh.
Was that out loud?
Well.
I mean, I'm not wrong, but it was out loud. All right, moving on. This is a good thing. U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland resigned this week. You can blame her for Ukraine. The whole fucking problem. She's the one Obama put in charge when they decided to do the coup and put in Zelensky in 2016, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the coup. Yeah, 2016. Right before Trump took over. Yeah. Yay!
Yeah, that's her fault.
That bitch is gone, and it just looks like the rats just keep jumping ship, as this week it was announced Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema said she's not going to run for re-election. Remember, she was the Republican turned independent because people found out she was really a Democrat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of Razor Fist's favorite people, wink. Yeah. But then Democrats just keeps getting worse here. Bob Menendez, good old New Jersey senator there, now has more charges against him. He's now been charged with obstruction of justice in a new indictment. 12 new criminal charges linked to his bribery scheme with Egypt and Qatar. Charges filed shortly after one of the New Jersey businessmen indicted with him and others agreed to plead guilty and cooperate. Somebody turned on him. New charges include conspiracy, obstruction of justice, bribery, extortion, wire fraud. Allegations involve him acting as a foreign agent. Remember, this is a guy that was caught with gold bars in his suits in his closet that were stamped with the country of Egypt seal.
Oh, yeah.
But yet you dumb fucks in New Jersey keep voting for him.
And he won't leave.
And he won't leave.
He knows he fucking did it. He knows he fucking did it.
The one Republican that lied about something, they immediately kicked out of Congress, right? This guy's been a fucking foreign agent working for foreign governments for decades. Well, he's still in there and he can still vote. No. Either you apply the rules across the board to everyone, or you apply them to fucking nobody.
Right.
That's equality.
Oh, you know, that can't have that shit.
What's that saying? Everybody wants equality until everybody's treated equal?
Yeah, right.
This is a little bit scary here. The German Federal Chancellery, I know words, practiced an emergency move to a secret alternative headquarters this week. Quote, without a specific reason for the training. You know, just something to do. We were bored, so we just did our emergency backup. Federal governments went to shit. Heil Hitler thing. Right. You know.
Right.
Nothing in particular. Oh, it was also announced this week that Sweden is officially now part of NATO. After 200 years of neutrality.
Right.
We have more German military leaks about Ukraine, Vince. No wonder you did the let's move our government to the secret location due to all these leaks. Because it came out in the new round of military leaks, according to the Germans. British soldiers are on the ground in Ukraine.
World War III is right around the corner.
Oh, no, it's already started. They just haven't, like, made the big announcement. There's not been a gender reveal for World War III, is where we're at. Nobody's popped the balloon. But everybody's at the party. Yeah.
I'm kind of worried.
I am too, but every time I do the show, and this is part of the reason we're taking time off. Every time we do this show, at the end of the show, I am so nihilistic and to the point where, you know what, just blow up the whole fucking world. I don't want to be like that. So that's why we're taking a break from all this shit. So, but Vince, did you know the FBI lies?
Shut up.
I know this is groundbreaking. But the FBI lied about where the Ugandan giant Kamala was on January 6th. And they lied in multiple testimonies for the January 6th committee. Newly released Capitol CCTV shows Kamala exiting the Capitol at 11:21 a.m. on January 6th. The government filed indictments in January 6th cases for almost a year, falsely claiming that she was still in the Capitol past that time. They fabricated evidence. Because they're caught in 4K that, no, she wasn't even in the building. But you charged people with doing something while the vice president was there when she's not there.
Crazy.
Yeah. What do you mean other countries jail their political opponents but don't look at January 6th people? Okay. Vince, this next thing ties into the UFO show coming up. The Pentagon this week, they reviewed the UFO sightings. They said there's no evidence of extraterrestrial origin and no evidence that the U.S. government or private companies have ever possessed extraterrestrial technology that has been reverse engineered.
We have no idea about anything.
Yes. We investigated ourselves and found that we have completely no idea. Nothing to see here, folks. Please move on.
Yeah.
The stupidity. We literally are the Idiocracy movie now. This is where we're at. Except without the cool president. The police chief of Houston this week apologized. And he pledged on Thursday to restore the public trust in his department following revelations. This is absolutely insane. Following revelations that more than a quarter of a million cases, including over 4,000 sexual assault cases, were dropped in the past 8 years due to lack of personnel. What?
Right.
Defund the police? Oh, you dropped a quarter of a million cases, including sexual assaults. But hey, we defunded the police. We're going to get to a point where it's old school Western justice, and wow, I might buy stock in the Undertakers, because shit's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah.
What's a company that makes body bags? Because that's who I think I'm needing to be buying stock in. So, is it Shib? Is that who makes the body bags? Doge? Yeah. Tesla bags? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Hey, Brix is going to be making their own crypto.
Yeah, I know. That's. People better be ready. But hey, you know, you could go, buy livestock. That would be smart, except Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie, they just passed this big omnibus bill to keep the government from shutting down thing. Well, he got looking through it, and guess what he found?
God, what?
A $15 million deal from lobbyists, okay, to implement electronic tracking of all cattle in the United States. Now, why would they want to keep track of all the food supply, but not the people coming in the border? Every cow's going to have a fucking RFID chip.
Yeah, that's not scary at all.
That, yeah, are you a little bit frightened by that? No? Well, then you're probably retarded.
Probably.
Oh, they're going to be able to track every bit of meat. Cool. That's not frightening at all. But what was frightening, Vince? Biden's State of the Union.
I didn't even watch it.
Oh,
my care. I don't
oh
even care.
My God, I saw the highlights.
I didn't even watch the highlights. I just don't give a shit. I heard he blamed everything on Trump in the first 5 minutes. It's Trump's fault, and then it just went downhill from there.
We have to give
money to everyone else but us.
Yes. He was on such a drug cocktail. Like, people that work with, like, doctors that work with dementia patients watched it and said, yeah, they drugged him up bad. He was screaming at the mic, even though there's a microphone there, he's still yelling and all this, and just, he was angry, which apparently is a side effect of the Adderall cocktail. Well, here's some highlights of State of the Union. Everything's Trump's fault. Democrats are great. And the COVID vaccine is being used to cure cancer. Sorry, I almost said that without laughing.
But then,
he really said that, though. That's, yeah.
But then Trump came out and said, yeah, it was my idea to fast track it.
Yeah, I'm like, you're as big a retard as him.
And then Biden came out with Jill and said something like, the first thing we're going to do is get everyone vaccinated.
Yeah, we got to get ready for the reelection and get everybody vaccinated. And I'm like, Doc, Marty, did we jump back a couple years? You know, Biden threatened the Supreme Court justices there to their faces over Roe versus Wade, struggled to read the teleprompter while doing it, and said that women are going to show their electoral, and then he was fucking up reading it and said political power, and we're going to get Roe v. Wade back, basically. I'm like, you said you have more power in the Supreme Court. You threatened the justices to their face. And he has no idea he did it, by the way. But then he made economic claims, and these were fact-checked by the liberal New York Times. Would you like to hear the fact checks, Vince?
Lay it on me.
He said 15 million new jobs in just 3 years, a record. The Times said that that needs context because the jobs were starting to come back before he took office due to the huge losses from the pandemic. Biden said, my policies have attracted $650 billion in private sector investment. The Times ruled that lacked context because the calculated $650 billion is based on public announcements, not actually dollars spent. The third one here, I am cutting our carbon emissions in half by 2030. Hey, look, there's that 2030 date again. New York Times determined that lacked context, and he confused his goal of cutting emissions in half with what his actual policies would cut. Then he said, we've already cut the federal deficit over $1 trillion. That also needed context. Under his watch, the deficit dropped to $1.4 trillion in 2022 from 3.1, but much of that reduction was attributed to the expiration of coronavirus relief spending. It then rose in 2023 to about $1.7 trillion, so it went up 3.3 trillion again. The deficit remains higher than it was before the pandemic. He said, you know, there are 1,000 billionaires in America. You know what the average federal tax is for these billionaires? 8.2%. That's far less than the vast majority of Americans pay. According to New York Times, his claims did not technically reflect the current tax rate. So that's their way of saying he lied. He said, many of my friends on the other side of the aisle want to put Social Security on the chopping block. New York Times said President Trump said then they would never cut Social Security. That was in 2022. So even the liberal New York Times is calling out his lies. But then you had a man arrested during State of the Union. Steve Nakui was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor for heckling Biden during the State of the Union. Nakui's son was killed at Abbey Gate during the Afghanistan withdrawal in Kabul. The dad was yelling Abbey Gate when he was arrested for interrupting Biden. You murdered his son. You're lucky that all he was doing was yelling.
Yeah,
but if it was my kid, I would be doing more than yelling. But it wouldn't be my kid because I wouldn't have my kid in the fucking military. But then you had old Joe off the meds the next day at a political thing in Pennsylvania. He said, Pennsylvania, I have a message for you. Send me to Congress so I can support this right. Talking about Roe v. Wade. Uh-huh. He thinks he's running for Congress now that he's off the drug cocktail. He also then went on MSNBC and apologized for using the word illegal to refer to the illegal who killed Lakin Riley, the girl in Georgia, the nursing student.
Right.
Sorry that I used the right word, not that he actually killed this girl. And that I allowed him in the country to kill this girl. But hey, I used a word that made people mad.
He said that?
He said he apologized for using the word illegal. Yeah. That's where we're at. Last thing of the week, and this kind of it didn't really start overnight. It's been going for a few days here. Haiti.
I told you last night. I said, hey, you want to go to Haiti?
Right, we're going to buy up land.
I'm not buying shit.
No.
I'm taking it.
Haiti has pretty much went into cannibal civil war. Thousands have escaped prisons. The prime minister has fled the country. It has turned into Mad Max. It's bad. Like, bad, bad. So... we need to keep them there. Let's put it this way. It's so bad that the Prime Minister of Jamaica has called for the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and France to come together and try to do something to fix the situation. Because Jamaica's scared that they're going to come across over to there and invade their country. Because nobody's in charge. It is full warlord, cannibal violence.
Sure.
But hey, they're equal. Apparently. And that's pretty much all I have for this week, Vince. You got any final thoughts or comments? Or
keep your stick on the ice. If women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy. Because that's really all I got.
Yeah, if you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Telling you folks, get ready. It's worse every week. And the dam is going to break very soon. So, all right. We'll talk to everybody next week, hopefully.
Bye.
Bye.